Be kind to yourself. That is our topic for discussion this evening. We can sit and have a discussion about the importance of being kind to oneself. I do a lot of counseling, obviously, in my pastoral ministry that I have. That sort of comes part and parcel with the job, right? You need to sit with people and you need to counsel them. Now, a lot of the times when I do counseling, it is obviously marital counseling as well, or relationship counseling. A lot of the times, that's the reason people come to me. It's either that a spouse or a mother or the father or somebody sees that this person is struggling and they want them to come. But the moment that this person sits at me and they start opening up, a lot of times they open up and saying like, listen, I feel very depressed because I've let my wife down. Or I feel very depressed because my father is not proud of me. And that actually happens. And then you can see the slow decline in the person's life because their school grades are failing. They sleep late or they sleep not at all. They eat nothing or they overeat, something like that. Because they've got this perception of themselves, but they aren't forming it themselves. They've got a perception that they think other people have of them. It's very interesting to have conversations like that. Because what you then need to do is when this person tells you, like, listen, I've completely disappointed my wife. She's so disappointed in me. Then my follow-up question immediately is, listen, have you spoken to your wife about this? No, I haven't. She's ignoring me or something like that. And then the next conversation, what I try to have with a person like that is, I want to bring the wife into a conversation and ask her, listen, this and this happened. Charles said you did this, or Charles said he did that, and Charles said that he did that. And then you reacted in a certain manner. Now we're sitting with this case in front of us because Charles feels that he's disappointed you greatly. I cannot tell you, probably like 8 out of the 10 times that I've done this, that person is totally aghast and like, what? I am not at all disappointed. This past weekend, and I promise you I'm heading to a point with this conversation. This past weekend, we spent at a holiday resort because we were planning our entire year next year for the church calendar and the likes. And I'm blessed enough to take my family with. And my youngest son, he's at that level that he can swim to help himself, but he's not at that level in which I would call him a swimmer or a capable swimmer, right? Because he's obviously not fit enough to swim for long times, long lengths rather. So he was in the pool and was splashing about because they threw in a rugby ball. They dive in, get it, swim to the ball, and get out. I'm sitting there next to the pool, obviously, which is the place you need to be when you've got young children in a pool. And we were doing the year planning. And next moment, I just hear my son saying, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy. And I realized he's tired. His body can't swim anymore, right? And I immediately jumped in, clothes and everything, grabbed him, got him out. He was crying because he was shaken up and he was scared, right? And I grabbed him. And his reaction is he apologized because he felt that he disappointed me. So now I've mentioned two stories, one in general and one very personal to me of disappointments. And I want you to see if you can pick up the thread that's golden, the golden thread that's been weaved throughout both these stories. It's the victim, if I can call them that, themselves that has this perception that they've disappointed someone. But the actual person who's being perceived as disappointed are not disappointed. Therefore, the person that you are to the most unkind in your life, I've seen this numerous times, is yourself. You are not as kind to yourself as you are to other people. We always, and I think it's healthy to a certain degree, should have a higher standard of ourselves. We should hold ourselves to a higher standard. But we should also be kind towards ourselves. We've got grace for a lot of people. You've got grace for your spouse. You've got grace for your parents. But you do not show the same amount of grace for yourself. And that is very, very, very dangerous. Because the reason for that is all of the reasons that I literally explained 2-3 minutes ago. Is that you lead and you fall into temptation. Not into temptation, I beg your pardon. You fall into anxiety and depression because you weigh yourself up on a standard that's almost impossible to have. And you weigh and you measure and you fight. And you, because of the fact that you're always falling short of it, you actually just beat yourself up more, and then you never, ever, ever get to the point in which you can then be kind or gracious to yourself. And that is what I want you to never, ever reach in your life. Because when you reach that, that is when life starts to get dangerous. The people around you that you perceive are being disappointed in you, or perceive that they've got so totally different direction that their thoughts are heading in than yours, is almost, no, it's not almost always, but that's such a weird speculation to make, but it's like 50% of the times. It can either go one way or another, right? They aren't that. They aren't feeling like the way that you're feeling them. But you need to realize that if you were in their shoes and you were that person, you would also be kind towards yourself. You want to be gracious towards yourself. The Bible makes this following command. It says, love one another as you love yourself. If you don't love yourself, you won't be able to love the rest of God's creatures. So therefore, if you want to be kind to someone, start with the self and then go outwards. And then you will notice how easy it is to be kind to everyone surrounding you.